This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. When it comes to insurance, USAA is the perfect first-round pick. That's because bundling auto with property insurance saves you money. And USAA is your go-to for great rates and insurance options. Visit usaa.com/bundle to see what you can save. Bundle savings are off total premium, not available in all states or in all situations. To qualify, auto policy must be active prior to property policy issue. Subject to change, restrictions apply. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Let's talk flags for a moment. Not the kinds the refs pull on the field. I'm talking about something else. Green flags in relationships, stuff you look for in a partner. You know, for me, you want to look for enjoying being around them. You want to look for shared common traits. It's different for everybody. Relationships take effort. And if you want to make things work, I'd suggest therapy. It's a great tool that can help you navigate all sorts of relationship problems. And therapy can help you tackle other problems too. I've had therapy for years, and you go through highs and you go through lows. Sometimes you're stressed. Sometimes things are going well. And it's really nice to be able to talk about both of those things to help empower you to be the best version of yourself. An excellent place to start when it comes to therapy is BetterHelp. It's convenient and affordable since everything is online, and you'll have access to thousands of therapists with a variety of specialties. And if your first one isn't a good fit, you can switch at any time at no extra cost. Discover your relationship green flags with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/footballers to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/footballers.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in. Tuesday episode, January 14th, the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Mike Wright is here, Jason Moore, I'm Andy Holloway, and we have the Footy Award winners on today's show. Very excited. Thousands of you voted for the awards this year, and I am proud to say I don't know a single winner. Yeah,
I do not either. A lot of times, I'm going to be honest, I have cheated and looked. I have logged in, and I know who wins and by how much, and I don't have a clue.
It makes me
do
very
any of the
excited.
Deucers? No.
No.
No, I mean, who packed it?
I put the envelopes together, but I did not look at any of the names.
Impressive.
Oh, so man, I hope that everything's wrong inside. You know what I mean? Let me open this
Brooks
up.
Brooks does know.
It's just
he
a
sent
picture
me the list
of...
to print. I printed and cut them up without looking at them.
Okay, so this is all on Brooks if it comes crashing down. He's the only one that's gone through.
I think if it goes crashing down, it would
Performance
be on
of
Jeremy.
The year, Brooks has... So we've got that. We got a quick question. We've got some news. All of the games from the weekend, we'll talk about those briefly. We're recording this episode just before the Monday Night Football game between the Rams and the Vikings, so we'll be able to share our feedback on that game, our reactions to that game out here in Arizona.
Yeah, you know? We finally get a home playoff game, boys.
Oh, gosh.
Congrats to us.
Just took, you know,
devastation.
Just destruction and chaos and terribleness.
It is insane.
Yeah, it will be a Rams home game out here in Phoenix, in Glendale, actually.
It will be interesting to see what the crowd is, because Arizona is – there is a lot of Midwest transplants down here. Like, there's a lot of Minnesota people who are here, and I'm interested to see what it looks like.
Yes, not the way we would have wanted to get a home playoff game, certainly, with everything going on in Los Angeles, which thoughts and prayers out to everybody out there. Quick question of the day from Brenton. If you had to make a hot take right now for next season, what would it be? Why do we like hot takes so much?
Because they're fun.
I mean, just like
I don't know, Mr. Chargers are going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh,
I was bringing it up.
Okay, sorry.
I was going to say, I know this idiot who picked the Chargers to make it to the Super Bowl, but you beat me off at the pass.
Yeah, I definitely beat you to it, yes. Yeah. Yes, people like hot takes. Because they're fun. Because when they actually happen.
All right, here's the hot take. Brian Thomas Jr. is thought of alongside Chase and Jefferson, alongside Chase and Jefferson after next season. So Brian Thomas Jr. is in the upper stratosphere for next season. That's my hot take.
He looks like he's going to be there. Like, just hopefully Trevor Lawrence and whoever, like, whatever this team looks like management-wise next year can make sure that we force-feed Brian Thomas the ball, but he looks the part.
Brian Thomas had...
Easy to force-feed when you're that open.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is going back, one of the big knocks on Brian Thomas now appears to be almost a feather in his cap, which was he only had, like, the one breakout year of production. Because he was later, I think he played basketball, and so it was like, you just didn't see enough in college to know for certain that, like,
he had to translate. He had... neighbors with
right,
him.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's the...
Did that open it up for him? Right. Is that what made it easy? But then once you have rookie season in the bag where he dominated the way he did with Mac Jones, you're like, this is the guy. So I love that hot take, just having him really be one of the elites of the elite.
And I guess Chase and Jefferson and Brian Thomas, the LSU crew, could lead the NFL for years to come.
Yeah.
Wow, they're all LSU.
Dude, LSU is...
And look, neighbors is going to be right there, too.
Well, speaking of LSU, Mike, why don't you hit him up with the next one?
Because
it's yours.
Sure. So I'm calling T. Higgins stays in Cincinnati. Joe Burrow will be the QB1, and both Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins will be top 12 guys by the end of the year.
Well, I don't...
Hot takes!
Don't consider me surprised that you would take a T. Higgins take here.
I can't stop, guys.
No, you can't.
He has destroyed me so many times.
You know, they were...
But he's so good.
They were one game out of the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
And do you remember this team lost to New England in week one?
Yep.
They lost to New England in week one.
Yeah, teams wishes they could swap that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's true.
The Broncos would be, or the Bengals would be in the playoffs, and the Patriots would have the number one pick.
Yeah.
But they won.
Instead, the Broncos made the playoffs, and my hot take is that the Broncos next year win the division over the Chiefs on the back of a superstar rookie running back. This team is really good. I think Bo Nix is legit, and they have no running game whatsoever.
They really need an Alvin Kamara.
Yes, exactly. Sean Payton has always had a group of really strong running backs, pass catchers, whether it was Ingram or Pierce Strong or Deuce McAllister. He's always had a good running game, and that is so abhorrently absent from the Broncos. I think they fix it this year.
It's wild what we've seen happen. You know, the Eagles, we'll get into the news momentarily, but like, Saquon Barkley's team, clearly. I mean, Jalen Hurts, I think, completed 11 passes or something. And then you see what Baltimore did. Derrick Henry, almost 200 yards rushing again. Like, it is not an exaggeration to say that all 32 teams should have been in on Derrick Henry, and all 32 teams should have been in on Saquon Barkley. And yet both of them, like, the Saquon sweepstakes, more high profile, but the prediction of the demise of Derrick Henry or the lack of courage by Dallas, by any of these teams. I mean, how about the Chargers? You tell me the Chargers with Derrick Henry aren't a different football team.
Sure.
Denver with Derrick Henry. Like, every single team should have been in on those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, at the very least, every single competing team, every team that had aspirations to make a playoff run, you know, should have been in. And it'll be interesting for fantasy purposes because I think we'll hit year five next year of saying – well, Derrick Henry's probably too old.
I mean, this has been most of our entire career.
Exactly. So at what point, I mean, I think we really did transition a handful of years ago to just saying he's different. I'm not betting against him, but it still hasn't been a strong enough bet for him.
I think the last 2 years, our advice has been just go down with the ship because it's not worth trying to get out early because the ship is real nice
right now. It's such a nice ship.
Yeah.
There was someone had released numbers of for Derrick Henry. It's like his, you know, his speed when he hits the line of scrimmage, and then his top speed, you know, and yeah, it's the same. He's like he is literally not slowed down yet. Now, I mean, I'll bet on him again next year for sure. But Derrick Henry, it feels like when it goes, it's going to be immediate. But I'm not going to bet on it happening. But when we get to the end, you'll go, "Yep, that was what a great run, Derrick Henry." But you're toast now.
Yeah, age will come.
It'll get
for
him.
Us all. But Frank Gore, Fred Jackson. I mean, he's Emmitt Smith. You're entering that category of running back at this point. Let's talk some more news.
News and notes from around the league, presented by USAA Insurance.
So apparently the Chargers lost.
in pretty large fashion,
yeah.
32-12. It wasn't that egregious through the beginning of the game.
Who thought that they could get through a divisional game where they were favored?
I was going to say, who thought the Chargers were going to win?
Vegas.
The majority of people who are making a prediction on
career
this game.
Career high 4 interceptions for Herbert.
And the Texans took that very personally.
Will Disley didn't do anything to help. I'm just throwing that out there.
No, we did not.
The Steelers got thromped. That's a new word. The Ravens.
I do like
they got
thromped.
They got thromped. They like got throttled thromped. And whomped.
Nice.
Yeah, thromped. I mean, we all know exactly what you mean because a lot of us watched that
game. Yeah, I saw that game. That was a thromping.
That was a pure thromping.
Oh, please don't be a bad word.
It was. Oh, gosh. Yeah, this is. I don't even bother looking it up.
I'm looking.
Just plead ignorance. It's bad?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Oh, Kyle's. I got from the AI overlords, they have said it's an informal verb that means to trample or move heavily and clumsily.
That is, they were clumsy.
Yes, Kyle. Everything on Urban Dictionary is bad. Every word on
yeah,
that
you
website's
can, you
bad.
Can put, you could say any word and go there and you'll find something.
But 28-14, Ravens manhandled them. It was not close. Mike Tomlin has not won a playoff game in 8 years. Mike Tomlin, that's a stretch that surpasses all of their previous coaches, Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher, all of those guys. You know, Jason, you're the Tomlin truther for life.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't figured out how to win a playoff game in 8 years.
I also don't
also
think
lost
he's had
six consecutive games to end the season, which I think is more the story I think that might resonate with fans is they didn't get better.
Yeah,
they got worse.
I would say one of my bold predictions was almost going to be that next year will be Mike Tomlin's final year as the Steelers head coach because it looked bad down the stretch. I think that city is getting sick of not winning. I don't believe it will get better when Tomlin leaves.
No.
I don't think Tomlin has had the personnel over the last 8 years post Ben Roethlisberger to really make a run in the playoffs. He hasn't really had the quarterbacks there.
Yeah, and I guess you can point fingers wherever you want. I mean, Tomlin has a lot of power in the organization. He's the one that's going to be fine going ahead with the Najee Harris, fine going ahead with retreads at quarterback. Like, there are choices that were made.
Well, but
they tried Kenny Pickett.
Like, the quarterback situation is one of those where it really, to a large degree, it's kind of like where are you drafting in a fantasy football first-round draft?
Yes.
I don't get
are
Jamar
they
Chase.
Stuck?
Yes, they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, because they are
They're stuck.
They're stuck
because Tomlin's good.
Exactly. Exactly.
Which is why you need to.
Yeah, you might need to clean house.
You might need to be bad to be good.
Yep. He is not willing to tank. And he could take a team of hodgepodge guys and get the most out of them.
I think if you asked him to tank, he'd punch you square in the face.
I think he would look at you so hard that you
would
punch you'd punch yourself in the face. He would give you a look and you'd say,
"Mr. Tomlin,
that's on me." Boom, boom, boom.
But they are. They're in purgatory. Because they will always be a competitive team, and
you have to be in retread land. Then you have to be in the,
or you have to hit on Kirk Cousins,
or Kenny Pickett had to hit right. Like
right.
You have to have the late round pick. The Bills scored 31 unanswered after the Broncos and Troy Franklin came out and got the first score. Which look, when I saw that, I wasn't. When I saw the Broncos got on the board first. I hadn't been watching yet.
That
I was following it on my phone.
Insane.
I was like, "Oh, maybe they can do it." And then I checked back. And
The game was really, really, really close the entire first half. They went into the half. It should have been tied 10-10. They missed the walk-off field goal at the end of the half. This was whatever second half adjustments were made. The Bills were much, much better. And then they, you know, that was a second half thromping. The whole game wasn't. I was kind of proud of the Bills or of the Broncos. I was kind of proud of them. Like, you put up a real nice fight in that first half. No one saw you win in this game.
First half.
Right. Like, no, I mean, just the first half.
They're a ways away.
It feels like the Broncos and the Chargers are a few missing pieces away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well coached, quarterback situations figured out, need some more elite talent, and just like time together, right?
Yeah, for sure.
That's what the Bills have. The Packers lost to the Eagles 22-10. I believe the Packers lost three wide receivers in this game.
They lost two
of them, and then they were already missing.
Yeah, they were down Watson, and then Dobbs got a hospital ball, and –
and they lost a lot more players than just those wide receivers. It was not a fun game for Packers fans who feel like they were jobbed. We know that from Al Borland. How are you feeling about your Packers?
Everything would have been different if one of the plays went your way?
If it had gone... We don't need to get into
it. We've talked about it enough.
I didn't set him up.
The refs made the wrong call.
Okay.
First drive. Other than that, the Packers played like garbage.
The Eagles are the better team. Their defense is outstanding.
Well, they just had a major injury.
Yeah, Micah Parsons agrees with you, Al. They were just as long as those big plays by the Eagles didn't happen, Packers were right in there.
It does feel like we are on a collision course for Eagles Lions.
Yeah,
that's the way it feels. But N'Kobe Dean tore his patella tendon. That's so sad.
The Eagles offense needs to let's get cooking here.
Find their inner excellence. The Commanders,
so weird.
23, Buccaneers 20.
Great game.
Mm-hmm.
Fun game, very much so. Wish I could watch those two quarterbacks play some more in the playoffs, but Baker's gone. Going home, the doink off of the inside of the upright.
Yep.
After Zane Gonzalez finally figured out how to put his helmet on.
That's
one of those things
weird.
That you watch it and you see it and you kind of laugh to yourself, but then you don't know that it got like everybody else.
At first, I thought, is this a guy who's trying to get FaceTime and he thought the camera wasn't on him yet?
That's
so I'm going to try to do it.
He
really
does have OCD.
Does he really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
that explains it.
I'm not. Now
I feel bad.
Yeah.
It
good.
Was just
you
an
should.
Interesting. Like you're watching it and you're going, oh, that's odd.
I'm
but
guessing
now you
he
get
needed it.
It
to be even because he missed the kick. So that's how that works.
Well, nice doink, always say.
It was one of the hardest doinks I can remember.
Okay. All righty. We've got Footy Awards momentarily. We got Vikings-Rams tonight, so we'll react to that on the Thursday show. We also got news. Mike Vrabel, the new head coach of the Patriots.
Perfect.
What?
I mean, it's where he should have been all along.
Mike McCarthy will not be remaining as head coach of the Cowboys.
Dude, Cowboys.
Jerry Jones has announced he is indeed the head coach.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
The Cowboys.
That part's a lie.
Thankfully for Mike McCarthy, the man, the Bears were trying to interview him the other week, and Jerry Jones is like, no, no. And then you just hold on to this, and then you're not the coach of the Cowboys. So the Bears haven't figured it out yet, so I'm sure Mike McCarthy will get a shot there.
I think McCarthy will go straight to another head coaching job.
I don't know. Maybe. The reason I don't think it'll happen has nothing to do with what I think happened here. I think what happened here is that Jerry Jones actually wanted Mike McCarthy back. That's why this dragged out. I think what happened is we've seen Mike McCarthy in the press conference. We know what Mark McCarthy believes about himself. What does he believe?
Oh, he's a winner.
He's a winner. He has won a championship. And I think it came down to dollars and cents in those negotiations.
Maybe.
And I think that's maybe why he won't get a job right away is because he has a value that he has imparted, and he's convinced Jerry Jones to give him that at one point in time, wanted it again.
There was the reports out of New Orleans, at least, are
McCarthy?
Yeah, they're like, no, they're going to be very interested.
All right.
A lot of times when you want the money going somewhere new, people will shell out more for you than just – renewing your contract.
That used to be the place that the Cardinals always spent their lives. They'll pay big for Buddy Ryan before he was
paying four coaches at
paying
a time.
Dennis Green, right? The retread back to Arizona to fail.
I saw a cut up of it was Magic Johnson and whoever the other owner.
Washington.
Yeah. Then they're being asked, how did you guys? I mean, they're celebrating the win. how'd you turn it around? They're like, whoa, whoa, we don't get a ton of credit here. Like, we just, we identify, we got the right people in the culture, and then we got out of the way, and we're letting them do their, yeah, Josh Harris, thank you, Kyle, of we got out of the way, and we're letting these people who are good at their jobs do their thing. And then it goes to a cut of Jerry Jones.
Oh, gosh.
And they're asking him about, maybe you don't want to be the GM anymore. He's like, get out of here. Essentially, like, no, I'm the GM forever.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Like, if you, we can make fun of Jerry. Because,
oh, I can and I will.
Because he has put himself into a position where he is eligible for it.
Yeah, and he won't know.
Jerry Jones is a winner.
But here's what
remember
I will bring
90s?
Up. He said he did not buy a team. He bought an occupation. That was his quote.
Correct.
Because he chose to buy the Cowboys, and he wanted to do it for the rest of his life, which is his right.
Yeah.
To do, like, if I bought a team, I might want to be GM.
Yeah.
I might not be good at it, but I probably would think next year I'll be good at it.
I would. But how long are you bad at it before you're like, I'd like my team to win?
But maybe you're okay being bad at it, but being it.
Andy, yeah, that's literally, as we were talking, a statement came out from Jerry Jones.
Oh no, boy. And am I defending him, by the way?
You were so
big rap,
super
big Jerry.
Wrong.
You're not defending. There's just explaining his position.
There's a lot of words in this statement of just, we did this, we looked at everything, the staff, and we whatever. But I think the most important part, the climax of this, is prior to reaching the point of contract negotiations, though, it became mutually clear that it would be better for each of us to head in a different direction. This is Jerry Jones saying, this isn't money. This was not money. We decided before talk about money, everybody. And everyone believes you, Jerry.
Well, Deshaun Watson ruptured his Achilles again.
Oh, man.
He's now uncertain to play at all next year. Probably won't take another snap with the Browns if you're looking at this situation.
Have you seen all the...
I've seen the videos.
All the chatter.
He was seen on Instagram on a recent date without a boot on, which could make him eligible to have those years voided. If he did not follow protocol that the team put out there for his Achilles recovery, it would have been under 3 months from surgery.
They would get off the hook.
Yeah, we don't know if that's in their protocol or not. And they also have an insurance against the cap for injury. I don't pretend to be an expert on this, but what I saw was that some of that cap money the following season would come back. Maybe they do get off the hook a little bit here, thanks to the second re-rupture of the Achilles.
What else? Tyreek Hill says now he's committed to the Dolphins after positive meetings with the team.
And that might sound like, why is this news? If you hadn't heard or seen him posting things all over about basically wanting out of playing for the Dolphins, including putting his face on the Antonio Brown photograph where he left mid-game, peace out, peace sign.
Not a good look.
Not a good look.
Very funny.
It was a delightful tweet. I very much enjoyed it. But I was, you know, you saw that and you went,
yeah.
Ooh. And that's why he has to come out and say that, no, things are good now.
That was today's news and notes presented, as always, by USAA Insurance. Learn more at USAA.com/insurance. We'll take a break. And we'll get into the Footy Awards.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. When draft time rolls around, you have to be strategic and you have to be quick to put together the best possible team. Like with football players, when you're drafting a quarterback, there are so many things that you need. You need an athletic guy. You need a guy who can process information. He's got a strong arm. Maybe he can run around a little bit. There's so many things, and finding the exact right one, very difficult. But if you're hiring, the best strategy is to use Indeed. Their sponsored jobs will help you stand out. It literally puts your job post at the top of the page so you can reach the people you want faster. And even better, you're only paying for results. There's no monthly subscriptions or long-term contracts. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. Listeners of this show, we'll get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/footballers. That's Indeed.com/footballers right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/footballers. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
This episode is brought to you by USAA Auto Insurance. When it comes to auto insurance, USAA is the perfect first-round pick. With USAA, you get award-winning service that's easy and reliable with 24/7 online claims. For our military community, it's the service that goes above and beyond at a great value. Get a quote at usaa.com/auto. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
I'll tell you, before we get into the footy awards, I feel like there should have been an extra category this year, which is, it's like the best show moment, but it's the best off-air show moment of the year because we've had a couple things around the office going crazy.
Mm-hmm. Are you sharing this?
Yes. Yes, including Cricket Gate. Cricket Gate just happened.
I don't know that we have time to explain this.
Our entire crew, programmers, deucers, y'all almost got fired today because there was someone put, and I don't know if you know this exists, and if you didn't, congratulations, because you can really hurt someone with this information. There are little chirping cricket bugs that chirp anywhere
they're
between.
It's
a tiny little speaker.
It's an electronic device.
Yes, and it chirps at random between 5 and 45 minutes, and you can't find this thing. And after a couple days.
You definitely can't find it when it comes from different areas.
Yeah, and so. We were like, Friday, we were threatened. What, you know, we just knew it was Papa Josh, of course. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, Josh.
Well, yeah, it's the usual suspect.
It's a good goof. Get it. I'm sick of hearing this cricket. And then it just kept escalating and getting worse and worse. And so this morning, after the weekend, it was like.
I'm sitting in the office by myself. I hear it again, and I'm like, this is it. The company's over. Like, I can't work in this environment.
I told Andy, we move offices and we clean house, hire a whole new staff.
Yeah, this is like Raiders-style stuff. You start all over.
So we go out to the producers, and I tell Falcon he's fired in 1 hour. So it doesn't matter whose fault it is.
Yeah,
1 hour from now, he's fired. Just completely, like, I put a timer on my watch, and I don't care if it was Josh that did it.
We own this company. Yep. We ain't living with that.
That's
cricket
right.
Gate.
Josh, you're going to have that on your conscience. And then we tell everybody, because we pay for lunch every day here at the studio, and then we tell everybody, we're not paying for lunches anymore. Not while the cricket's happening.
No. This is serious business.
This is serious. And apparently that, not firing Pingree, but threatening taking lunches away, allowed Jeremy to come clean. He gets his championship. He thinks he could do absolutely everything. It was. And
he
not,
will want me to explain the full situation.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it than that.
Apparently, we had a fan of the show. This is the true story. This is what happened. We had a fan of the show who makes 3D printed trophies, to send us a few trophies. He wanted to send one to Al, congratulations, and to Brian Catcher and his co-manager, the Biggest Loser, a Biggest Loser trophy. And then he actually sent a trophy to the Falcon that has a toilet on it because, come on.
Yeah.
And apparently, without telling me, he embedded in the middle of the 3D print a cricket device. And these guys had made up in their minds that I had secretly done this as a way to get back for you, ruining my life on the show where my family came on here and congratulated you. Anyways, they had made up this whole story, and so that was getting back at us. He took the device out. They hid it in the rafters.
He ordered more devices. He took it out and then was like, that one's not enough. I'm getting more. And then he put it in the drop ceiling. We're looking under desks. We're looking everywhere.
Mike knew instantly that something was wrong, too. He's like, that ain't a real cricket.
Yeah. So, anyways, congratulations to Owl, and thank you to our fans who have almost destroyed the company.
Yeah,
today.
We almost burnt it down.
These things are devious. I mean, it's really small. That battery is going to last for
decades,
for infinity, and it's going to be a cricket going off that you can't find.
To the footies.
Welcome to the annual Footy Award Show, featuring Performance of the Year, the Waiver Wire Wonder, the Poopiest Pants Award, and many more. It's the annual Footy Award Show.
Well, I don't know if it was as loud for everybody out there, but that was real. The horns were hitting.
Fix it.
All right, we've got the winners. We do not know the winners yet. Thank you to the thousands upon thousands of Foot Clan listeners that voted for this year's Footy Awards. I am going to kick this thing off.
I'm so excited.
I know, right here, right now. Now, do these, just so I know, since I haven't opened these yet, do I read the nominees, then open them?
Is correct.
The nominees are not on here. Okay.
We'll hit the drum roll and you open it.
What is, why can no one say drum roll now?
I don't know. That's the second time today I've watched it.
All right. So the first award is the Performance of the Year. Which single week performance was the most impressive on the year? Our nominees was Josh Allen's week 14 with 51.9 points. Saquon Barkley's week 12 had 44 points. Alvin Kamara
was that the butt jump week? Probably.
I don't know. Yeah. Alvin Kamara, 43 points in week 2. Jonathan Taylor's week 16. Important playoff game. Jamar Chase in week 10 with 49.9 points. And Brock Bowers with 25.2 in week 13. And the winner. Are you going to be the drum roll guy?
What do you want?
I think I want you to be the drum roll
guy.
I'll
be the drum roll guy.
All right.
Rail him.
The winner is... Josh Allen.
Whoa.
Week 14, Josh Allen, 342-3 with 3 on the ground, 51.9 points, 44% of the vote.
Wow.
The runner-up.
Pretty much a landslide then with that many people, right?
Yeah, the runner-up was not far off. Jamar Chase.
That was my vote.
That was my vote, too.
That was mine. And when you started with Josh, or the sound, I was like, Jamar Allen.
Jamar,
yes, that's right.
Allen. Jamar Chase was the runner-up with 35%, but Josh Allen takes home this year's Performance of the Year.
All right, Andy. Well, I will read this one for you, even though it is your award.
Please do.
This is the Fantasy Reapers Man of the Year. Which player's injury hurt fantasy managers the most? You had a four-pack here. Christian McCaffrey, Isaiah Pacheco, Chris Olave, and Chris Godwin.
Oh,
I'll be honest.
Oh, the Christians. They all get hurt.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And then the only one who wasn't named Christian is Isaiah. I mean, come on, you're not too far off there. All right, so drum roll, please. And the winner with 88% of the vote.
I think we know.
No surprise. The first pick in your draft, a lot of times, Christian McCaffrey. Who? Did you guys see the recent McCaffrey? That he's totally fine and could play in the playoffs.
If they made the playoffs, he was good to go.
That is going to help him stay near the 101 this next year, and you know it's true.
He won't be the 101, but he will still be
a top six round pick.
He'll be a first round pick.
It's going to be who's the first one that wants to live dangerously. Is what it's
right.
Gonna,
so
there
like
are,
eight.
There are, yes, because there are big names that I can't imagine passing on to go to Christian McCaffrey.
That's fair. He won't be at the 101, but he'll be in the first round. You'll get to a point where everyone's willing to take the risk of – because you've had this before. You've had Christian McCaffrey disappear for
and
years.
And he did it 2 years in a row.
Right.
Look, time, though.
Yeah.
Injuries. All right, Mike, it's up to you.
We are at the poopiest –
your specialty.
The poopiest pants award. Well, it's Jason's specialty, to be fair.
That is true. I have pooped in my pants.
Despite – high expectations, this player let down fantasy managers over and over and over again. This year's nominees, Travis Etienne, who was drafted as the running back 7. Marvin Harrison Jr., drafted as the wide receiver 8. Patrick Mahomes was the QB 3. And Jalen Waddle, drafted as the wide receiver 18. Rail them drums. The winner of the Poopiest Pants Award is Travis Etienne with 52% of the vote. Marv and his woolly pants, he was second, 31%.
You know, the crazy thing about Travis Etienne is that it did not, like, the pants were poopy, right?
Yeah.
All year long.
Oh, yeah.
But nobody else did anything.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, it wasn't, if you wanted to tell me Rashad White's pants were poopy, I'd be like, all right. But Bucky Irving took over.
Right.
Oh, I see what
Travis you're saying. Travis Etienne's pants were poopy. And so were Tank Bigsby's pants.
Tank Bigsby got involved. I think Tank Bigsby did hurt Travis Etienne this year. But what is insane is that, you know, it's like, it feels
Tank Bigsby
like,
was awful.
It feels
what?
Like.
No, he wasn't. Yeah. He was awful. He was not, like, you couldn't start him for fantasy. But I'm saying, like, but his production, like, Tank Bigsby ran for 4.6 a carry
over the course of the season.
ETN wishes his 3.7. He played 15 games. Like, it feels like he missed half the season. He didn't. He only missed three games.
Yeah.
And he had 558 yards.
Rushing yards across 15 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Wait,
it was,
he had 558?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bigsby had 766 rushing yards.
Yeah.
On how many attempts did ETN have?
Bigsby had 168.
ETN 150.
Okay.
So they kind of took over.
It's just you didn't have somebody that like for him to be that bad with that draft capital and still not have somebody fantasy relevant in the backfield. I just thought that was interesting. Waiver wire wonder, which undrafted waiver wire stud was the best signing? This year's nominees, Baker Mayfield was awesome. Sam Darnold, Juwan Jennings.
Jennings.
Darnell Mooney, he had a good run. Jonnu Smith, Bucky Irving.
Oh, man.
I know who I voted for, and this year's winner is.
I don't know who I voted for.
I know who I voted for.
The winner is Bucky Irving.
Yeah.
That's who I voted for.
47%. The runner-up was actually Baker Mayfield at 27%. Bucky was my vote as well. When you get running back value late in the draft, it is a glorious thing.
It is juicy.
I wish it happened earlier in the season. We've talked about, and we've got the data to back this up. This has been a tip in the past that did not come true this season, which was that the waiver wire is usually so much more valuable in weeks one and two. Those guys hit and stick oftentimes, and that is true over the last decade. It wasn't really true this year. Some of the biggest waiver wire pickups early on in this season, they just turned out to kind of be flops. Like Isaiah Likely was, you know, he was the
big spend.
The big spend, and it turned into not much. Bucky Irving was later in the year off of waivers several weeks in and totally worth it.
All right, Jason, you are...
I'm up with the fantasy quarterback of the year. Remember, this takes into account the draft position, the big game performances, impact to fantasy teams everywhere. Last year was Dak Prescott with the winning award, and this year the nominees are... that drum roll comes after?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, we don't read the drum roll for the nominees.
We're on number five right now, dude. We've done this four times already.
Also 10 years of it.
I just woke up right this second.
Did you black out?
Where's the rail?
All right. The nominees are Lamar Jackson, who was the quarterback one. Josh Allen, also awesome, as the quarterback two. Burrow, fantastic. Jaden Daniels, rookie sensation. And the aforementioned waiver wire wonder, Baker Mayfield. And the winner is, can I get the drum roll, please? The winner is, wow, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
39% of the vote. I thought for sure this would be Lamar Jackson.
I thought it'd be Lamar. That's who I voted for.
I actually did vote for Jaden Daniels. but
it's QB 14 all the way up to 40.
Yeah,
and he was
awesome.
A rookie.
What's the percentage?
The percentage was 39%.
And who was runner-up?
Runner-up was actually Baker Mayfield at 21. So people were taking into account drafting
ADP.
Them late. You know, because, you know, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, they were awesome. But you're spending a second, a third-round pick for them.
Yeah.
If you had Jaden Daniels, you might have just won your championship because you got him so late. Owl, you had Jaden Daniels. You won your championship.
I sure
against
did.
Lamar Jackson. So, I guess footies. Hey, Jaden.
Oh, yeah.
Your footy is in the mail.
Yeah, you're a rookie in the NFL. You may not know that.
Yeah, you don't know. We send them out by freight.
Mm-hmm.
Almost impossible to lift. Where they got to get craned in sometimes.
All right. Fantasy running back of the year.
Christian McCaffrey won this last year.
Yeah.
That's cute.
He could have won again, but he didn't play football this year. This year's nominees, we got Saquon Barkley, drafted as the running back 6. Derrick Henry, drafted as the running back 9. Jahmyr Gibbs, drafted as the RB4. Chase Brown, all the way down at running back 40. Chuba Hubbard at running back 43. And Joe Mixon, sneaking in here, was drafted as the running back 15. Had some big games. All right, running back of the year. This one's not really a surprise. It is Saquon Barkley with 54% of the vote. Jahmyr Gibbs, runner-up, 13%.
Wow, so that was a drubbing.
An absolute
thromping.
Thromping.
All right, the fantasy wide receiver of the year. All of those factors considered, big game performances, ADP, impact to fantasy teams. Last year was CeeDee Lamb. This year's nominees, four names. Ja'Marr Chase, drafted as the wide receiver, wide receiver four. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. Brian Thomas Jr., a ninth round pick. Terry McLaurin in the late sixth. And Malik Nabers in the fourth round. Let me make sure I got the right envelope. The winner is, unsurprisingly, but actually narrowly, Ja'Marr Chase. Listen to this, 49% of the vote, but Brian Thomas Jr. coming in at 42%.
Whoa. Wow. So, ain't no one like Terry McLaurin or Malik Nabers.
No, so Ja'Marr Chase takes it home. Your footy is in the mail.
That is fantastic. Well deserved. He was awesome this year. Fantasy tight end of the year. Last year, Sam Laporta, a rookie. This year might be another rookie. Brock Bowers, who was drafted as the tight end 9, finishes the tight end 2. Trey McBride, drafted at 3, finished at 3. Jonnu Smith, undrafted, finished at 4. And the always forgotten, never loved, tight end 1 on the season, George Kittle, who was drafted as the tight end 6. And the winner is Brock Bowers, yeah, with 66% of the vote.
Whoa, 66%?
It was absolutely a landslide, and the runner-up, George Kittle, only 14%, so it was kind of split between the other three.
You know, I think part of that was how, obviously there's a pretty big three-round gap between Bowers and McBride. Mm-hmm. But McBride's performances were just steady for a while.
Yeah.
And Bowers.
No touchdowns.
Yeah. Bowers were more impressive in terms of value.
And Bowers, because you are a rookie, you need to know your footy is in the mail.
All right. We'll take a break and come back with the final footy awards right after this. What's up, Foot Clan? This episode is brought to you by Vuori. Vuori is performance apparel that's designed for working out, but it doesn't look or feel like it. And let me tell you, the Ponto Performance Jogger, it's a game changer. It's part of Vuori's Dream Knit collection. It's soft. It's super soft and lightweight. And what I like about it is I can wear it. It looks casual. And then I can go, I can play some pickleball in those things. It's a performance jogger. It looks great. It's perfect for them, the low-impact workouts, or maybe I'll play some one-on-one, maybe that high-impact workout too. Or maybe you're doing some yoga or some stretching. Or even sitting at the desk in the studio. Whatever you do, it'll keep you comfortable for hours without sacrificing style. And they're my go-to for relaxing days at home. Go to Vuori.com/ballers to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
You want control of your financial future, and Schwab knows that. That's why when it comes to managing your wealth, we give you more choices, like full-service wealth management and advice when you need it most. You can also invest on your own and trade on thinkorswim, our powerful award-winning trading platforms. Plus, you'll get low costs, transparent pricing, and 24/7 live help. Because at Schwab, we understand it's your financial journey, and we believe you should have choices in how you invest. Visit schwab.com to learn more.
All right, we're on to the...
Congrats, Brock Bowers.
The breakout player of the year.
It's a big one.
Well, it's so for a player who wants to get out and he has to break his way there. Jaden Daniels, drafted as the QB14. Brian Thomas Jr., drafted as the wide receiver 47. Malik Nabers, got a lot of rookies here, wide receiver 22. Chase Brown, running back 40. Chuba Hubbard, running back 43. And Brock Bowers at the tight end 9.
Interesting. Breakout player of the year.
Who did you guys vote for on this one?
I think I voted for Brian Thomas.
I think I voted for Brian Thomas.
I did
as
well.
Let's see who the winner is.
It is, with 39% of the vote, Brian Thomas Jr.
Oh, congratulations.
Jaden Daniels is the backup.
Nice.
Not backup, the second place.
Well, look, here's another award that maybe Jaden Daniels could take home.
I think Brian Thomas was the breakout because it was far more surprising.
Yes.
You know, mobile quarterback, you could see Jaden Daniels coming. Brian Thomas was the most surprising breakout.
I agree. All right. Rookie of the year, Puka Nacua, took it home in 2023. Jaden Daniels, Brian Thomas, Malik Nabers, Brock Bowers, and Bucky Irving, undrafted Bucky Irving. The winner of the Rookie of the Year is... All right, they flip-flop. Jaden Daniels.
Oh, what?
That makes 40%,
and then Brian Thomas Jr., 27%.
I think it makes complete
sense.
To me. Yeah, because...
That makes no sense.
Well, it makes sense because Jaden Daniels was like, he was the best. He was the Rookie of the Year. But he didn't break out as much as Brian Thomas did because Jaden Daniels was already drafted, you know, as the second pick in the NFL, supposed to be great.
These are very subtle differentials, Mike.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like...
Small, nuanced
It's how
tweaks.
In the NFL, you know, the MVP is not the offensive player of the year type of voting. So that's just how I see it. All right, where are we? We are to the comeback player of the year. Which fantasy player amazed you the most in their return to relevance? You had J.K. Dobbins come back from the Achilles.
When he had the two legs.
Kareem Hunt come back from not playing football.
From the couch.
Jonnu Smith.
Coming back from Arthur Smith.
And Adam Thielen.
From the grips of
death. From the nap. He woke up just in time to hear this. And the winner is... With 48% of the vote, a clear winner, J.K. Dobbins.
Okay.
He made an impact.
He made an impact.
He was a shot out of a cannon for the first few weeks there.
And he really, you know, he was coming back from something people don't come back from. So that's an especially special treat.
All right. Into the good stuff we go. It's the steal of the draft. Which player was the absolute best value in the draft compared to their ADP? Last year, it was Raheem Mostert from the running back 45 up to the running back 2, if I'm not mistaken, on the end of the
RB2.
Season. All right, your nominees for the steal of the draft: Jaden Daniels, Chase Brown, it's all the same list. Chuba Hubbard, Brian Thomas Jr., George Kittle, and Brock Bowers.
No, before you announce it, I will say nobody got less publicity for playing great than George Kittle this year. I don't know if it was just like our eyes were not on San Francisco as much with the record and the performances. You know, this is the all-pro tight end.
He dominated.
Like, Trey McBride did not make the all-pro team because of George Kittle's performances this year. So there you go.
I don't think he's going to win, but let's find out. Brian Thomas Jr.
They
Goodness.
Just go back and forth.
Brian
the
Thomas.
Steal.
I hope that you have place or a room for an expansion of your home.
Yes, these are very heavy, dangerous, and heavy.
If you have not like an extra 1,000 square feet in your place, you're going to need to find it. Jaden Daniels was the runner-up.
Yeah, and you're also going to want probably 18-foot ceilings. If you haven't seen the footy, I mean, this is your first time. It's in the mail.
It looks smaller on the camera, but it's actually just one of those mirror things.
If you don't have 18-foot ceilings, you will. At least wherever the footy goes.
Make its way in.
That thing's going right up through.
All right, we have 3 awards left. I'm going to give you the winner of the Playoff King. So this is the one player that drove fantasy managers to a championship game. Weeks 15 through 17, the best performances. Last year, Kyren Williams took this home. A lot of good nominations this year. Jared Goff, Jaden Daniels, Baker Mayfield, Jonathan Taylor with those back-to-back RB1 performances. Jahmyr Gibbs stole the show down the stretch. Brian Thomas Jr., T. Higgins.
Yay!
Getting a pity nomination. And then Sam Laporta. Sam Laporta, the winner of the Playoff King, the 2024 footy. I don't know who's going to be. Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah.
That's who I thought it would be. I actually voted for Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor was the runner-up, but the gap was not close. 48% of the vote went to Gibbs, 17% to Jonathan Taylor. Gibbs is RB3, 7-2 performances. I think the data came out. He is the most commonly rostered player in fantasy on championship teams.
Yeah, that makes
salt in my wounds as a Gibbs manager.
Yeah, the Jonathan Taylor thing is interesting because it was his running back 17 finish in the first round of the playoffs was the fumble through the end zone. And if that one play was just – he was so destructive. And he was so good on the field through the fantasy playoffs. That one play where it was really a breakaway touchdown, it wasn't a bad play, turned into a negative 8-point loss for you.
Yeah.
That, you know, he would have been probably a top 5 running back, then the running back 1, then running back 1. But as someone who exited round 1 with Jonathan Taylor, Maybe I shouldn't have voted for him. All right, we are to the biggest awards, the big of the big.
This is the good stuff.
This is why you're here. It's the nickname of the year and the show moment of the year. Let me hear that special music. Yes. That's right. It is time for the nickname of the year. Last year's winner, Brett Rippin' Farts. But this year we have the Senator, Ben Sinnott. Sam Darnold as the prodigal son or the sacrificial baby. Vidal Sassoon from Kamani Vidal. Estime Lauder from Audric Estime. Ken Bone, Kenneth Walker, the Dominator in Jared Goff. Jennings for Jawan Jennings. The Bidet, Tyler Bidet, Laser Mayfield, Richard, Dick, Rashad White, and of course, Mike Sticky Gasicki. But the winner is...
Bold...
Laser Mayfield!
Really?
With 77% of the vote. Now, you voted for...
That's not even close.
You voted for three, so actually the runner-up, Jennings...
Okay.
Was at 52%.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Ken Bone at 33%. But
so
Laser,
Jennings, Ken Bone.
Yes, sir.
Well, if stupid Walker did get hurt at the end.
I think if Jennings was earlier in the season, because Laser, we got that the whole season long. We had the drop. I feel
Jennings
like,
actually let people down.
He did.
Yeah.
At the end of the season. So it was fun to say the name, but you wanted the points attached to it.
Yeah.
And.
One more.
The biggest award of the year to us. It is the show moment of the year. Your nominees. Mike, a.k.a. me, inducting myself into the Ring of Honor. The golden ticket surprise at the Megalos show when Andy loved Kyle Pitts. Andy picking Tank Bigsby as his my guy.
Was so crazy.
Jay Grizz busting out his new theme song. Andy's loose tooth. The Megalodon, hashtag Spatchcock. Falcon and Deucers doing their poop jokes.
Weren't jokes.
Yeah, they were not jokes. Jason versus Dennis Allen. Andy wearing the blue medical tent. And guess who is in this last one? It's Andy again getting trolled by Jeremy for the championship loss.
A lot of those were real dumb.
You padded the moments this year, man. This was your time to shine.
Well, I did last year the winner, the trade betrayal.
Yeah.
I was getting the worst of that too. Oh,
no,
wait.
It worked out. Rail them drums. The 2024 show moment of the year.
I'm so curious.
67% recency bias.
Yeah, good, good.
The championship trolling for this is really an award for Owl.
Yeah.
Good work,
the
dude.
The championship trolling. Now, what was
Boom,
the runner-up there?
So the runner-up was Tank Bigsby as the surprise my guy. And then
really?
in third, Jay Grizz theme song Boom. Debut.
Oh, that's bad news. That
hit that song.
That got,
we got
popularity.
It?
I mean, there's just no
hit it.
Excuse for that garbage.
Hit it.
Stupid.
Take your time.
Silly, hit the song.
Goofy song.
Hit it. How did you not know this was going to come up?
Hit the button.
Hit that.
Just push your finger on the button.
Hit the button.
Hit it.
Quick.
Hit that.
The switch on the wall. Swing. Flip it.
Quick.
Hit it.
Quick while they're
hold
not
on,
looking.
Hold on. And.
I don't.
Hit it. And hit it.
Okay, ready?
Find it.
Oh, my God.
You still haven't found it. Okay, ready?
Hit it.
And hit that button. Oh my gosh! He
no.
He has hit about 40 buttons.
I got it. I got it.
Hold on.
I got it. Ready?
Hold on.
3, 2, 1.
Hit it!
Stop it! Oh my!
Oh wow! All right. Well, before
and this is the guy that won the belt moment of the year.
This guy won the show moment of the year, but he's now like, it's his time to shine.
Hit it!
Hitting the Jay Grizz song
hit
right
that button.
Now.
Oh God!
First try.
How sweaty is he right now?
Oh, man.
I am crying.
After winning the show moment of the year,
yeah.
Jeremy,
your biggest accomplishment.
I guess it's not producer.
He just retired. He got that, and he's like, I'm done. I don't know how to do my job anymore.
That's not producer of the year. You know what I mean?
That's true.
That would have gone somewhere else.
Tell your family that their footy
is
in the mail.
Yeah, I was going to say, that really, 2 years in a row, show moment revolving,
oh,
revolving around me in a title game. I can live with that. If we get another one next year because I'm in a title game, I'm fine with that.
But
let's
Quinn,
do it.
Thank you so much for being along
yep.
on yeah. the ride with us in this stupid show. We love you, and we appreciate your votes
and if
our
you didn't,
nonsense.
If you didn't vote and you wanted to catch those moments, I believe they were all tweeted out over
oh,
on
man.
X.
So good.
And all the moments are on YouTube.com/TheFantasyFootballers, which we rewatched this morning. And the Tank Bigsby one did hit me fresh. Like, it was like, you guys got me so good. I was ready to say Jaden Daniels and the announcer.
The incredible nature of it, which I think we said it, but in case you had missed it, we duped Andy, like we swapped his my guy to being Tank Bigsby, someone who, despite having a good season, Andy's still over here calling Tank Bigsby crap, even though like a lot of running backs in the NFL would be very happy with that stat line. And then Andy found out.
Yeah.
Like Andy
spoiled the surprise.
Andy spoiled the surprise, knew about it, somehow totally forgot.
We and still went forward with it,
and it still tricked him.
Well, like Jason said, thank you so much for voting, for listening. We've got the Truth Series episodes coming up.
I'm deep in them docs, and I let me tell you, Kyler Murray's
yeah,
messing
man.
Things up.
Oh,
man.
Dude.
Kyler Murray's messing things up on the Truth Series. Yeah.
Why? Because he ain't the truth? Is that what we're learning?
Yeah.
His truth is confusing.
His truth is confusing.
His truth is a lie?
His truth is a lie. Really,
oh,
when we get to the Truth Series, we'll talk about the splits, first half, second half, and that's really the truth for him.
I think, and
Call
look,
of Duty.
We need.
I mean, it's every year when the game comes out, he gets worse.
We need. Do we need like a new award category for next year? That's called.
Sure.
Here's my suggestion. You can noodle on this.
Okay.
Bummer of the year. Bummer
okay.
of the year.
Hey,
because,
I'm noodling.
Because there's just somebody that it's like the letdown, but it's just you had high hopes. And
oh, I get what you're saying.
Football would be better.
Like Kyler is a bummer of the year.
Yeah, he wasn't
the biggest bust.
Not a total
no,
bust.
I mean, he was just
sort of good.
He was just the bummer of the year, man.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a handful of those guys where you kept believing every week and you kept throwing them out there. I mean, Jordan Love would be a bummer of the year.
Yeah.
Right? Jaden Reed.
Oh,
yes.
Jaden Reed,
bummer
total
of the year.
Bummer of the year.
There's some players like that, but
okay.
Yeah,
I'm open to
you
it.
Got about a year to think about it, Mike. Let me know. The Truth Series top 10 quarterbacks fantasy face off coming up very soon.
Hold on, before you close,
I wasn't ever going to close.
No, before Jeremy, hit it, hit it, Jeremy,
hit it.
Okay, there we go. Redemption. I wish the camera was on you because you about jumped out your chair.
Oh, man. He needs bigger buttons. All right, that'll do it for today's episode of the show. Thanks for listening. Click that follow button. We're here all offseason long. We're going to have a blast throughout the NFL playoffs and beyond. I mean, free agency will be here soon, right?
Yes, it will. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.